Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's passage is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. Verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. Amen. One of my favorite genres ever since I was a kid was crime television. You know, the classic whodunits, shows like Scooby-Doo, CSI, Criminal Minds, you name it, and I probably watched it. What I loved about it was the mystery. There was always a mystery involved, and we, as a viewer, were invited on a journey to uncover it. In today's passage, Paul is saying that there is a mystery, the mystery of Christ. Enduring Word Commentary says it was a mystery precisely because it was unknown and unknowable until God revealed it. But God has given revelation, and Paul has been one of them to have received this divine insight. This is like the part of the crime shows where the main character finally realizes what happened and the viewer is eagerly anticipating the reveal. And this mystery is definitely worth seeing through. Verse 6 says that this mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. This is good news. Meaning that God brought salvation, not just for the Jews, but also to the Gentiles and to anyone who will believe, including you and me. Let's marvel at that. Now, in many of these shows, there is often resistance to the revealing of the mystery. For example, the bad guys don't want it to come out, so they will do all they can to sabotage the truth from coming out. But usually the truth is so vital and important to the livelihood of others that the main character will often make sacrifices and do anything they can in order for the truth to be revealed. Likewise, Paul shares how the mystery of Christ is worth suffering for. In fact, he is chained, imprisoned, beat. He's experienced immense suffering, but because the revelation of Jesus is so essential to the life of mankind, he says it is worth it all. And there's a special grace in that too. So how can we respond? I have three applications for us to consider today. Number one, marvel at the mystery. Draw near to Jesus. Let us marvel at what Jesus has done so that we may have eternal life. Number two, consider the worth of this mystery and if it is worth suffering for. Now, in today's age, we here may not experience persecution in the form of imprisonment or physical torture, but there are many ways we can be challenged to see that the gospel is truly worth it. Perhaps you want to post online about the goodness of Jesus, but you are afraid non-Christians will judge you. Maybe you feel tugs to share about Jesus at work or school, but are worried that you might have an awkward encounter or that you might get rejected. Perhaps the marvels of the world like money, popularity, and success are more enticing than the marvel of Jesus, and the cost of taking up the cross doesn't seem as necessary anymore. Whatever it may be, let us consider the worth of the mystery of Christ. Let us step out of our comfort zones to live that out, because following Jesus is worth it. And lastly, let's share. If this mystery of Christ is really life or death, then we must fervently intercede for our pre-believing friends and family. Again, we have Alpha every Tuesday at the church office, so that can be a practical next step as well. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for revealing the mystery of Christ to us. Through your crucifixion and resurrection, you atone for all of our sins so that we may have life. We give the utmost thanks to you, O God, who is so worthy of all of our praise. In Jesus' name, amen.